Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast with Art Baird and Jill Yoshikav, Creative Marbles Consultancy. Like us at facebook.com/creativemarbles.
What would you believe to be the best advice to give to students and parents, given the complexity of this multi-staged admission process they now face?
Well, one, to look at why they're applying early to those schools. How much research have they done before they even consider an early application?
How certain are they? Because they're going to get,
they're going to get boxed in. Yes. And then they have to understand something more about that particular school and why they align with that school or not. And to apply earlier if they feel that alignment is there.
And over any other school.
Correct.
Again, underscoring the need to really think through selection as early as you can in your high school experience. Difficult as that may be, given level rates of maturity, you're asking a 17-year-old to make very complex decisions in a, at times, rigged game.
Correct.
It's very difficult. We're not saying it's easy, but you really should take advantage of your junior year, summer, and walk through a multifaceted process, which, referring us to an earlier podcast, includes at that time taking advantage of any interviews before you apply. Really, besides just where you applying questions or conversations that you happen to overhear or involve yourself in on your high school campus in the first 3 weeks of your senior year. And then your loose perusal of the internet one evening between two TV shows. It just isn't going to work out well that way.
No. And parents may have to take more initiative initially in this process, early in the junior year, mid-junior year, or earlier in the sophomore year, to understand that this is part of the process so that they can guide their children. And we often hear concerns that parents say, well, I'm taking more initiative. Well, you have to, because you're the parent and you have more life experience and can see this on a broader scale than a 16-year-old. And so it's going to feel that way for a while until your kids start to catch up and take their own initiative.
That's why we're in business. Because if high schools can't do this, somebody has to moderate and complement that effort, because they lack knowledge, because that's not their job. And if there's a gap there, depending on the school they go to, that better be filled with either consultants like us, or they are going to have to take time away from whatever else they're doing in their busy lives and try to catch up in a very limited amount of time. And that's the decision they got to make, and they got to do that as early as possible. And they don't even know they have to do it because they're not aware of it until it dawns on them one day because they hear it all around them, and then they panic, which is only going to make it more difficult. How are you going to compete with someone who is, say, in the East Coast, who hires a consultant to help them define what preschool to go to and continues to sustain those kind of relationships with the consultants, complementing the schools they go to, which are probably top rated and already get admissions consulting to make sure they get to the right school? It's a very complicated process. And I know people will tell you that, hey, they picked up a book, hey, they worked really hard, etc. And then their kid applied to said school, got accepted, got admitted, finished, got a job, and is really happy. Maybe they are, but how do we know? What school didn't they go to? What school could they have went to? What did they really want to do? What if things aren't working out well for them? Does that possibly have something to do with this process? And I would suggest to you, even though it has become so Ottoman, that it does. And you should not leave it a chance, but you do. And if you're going to do that, you have to supplant your lack of knowledge with either professional help, or you're going to have to crank it out. You're going to have to spend a lot of time that you don't have, or forego something you really need to do to find the time to do something that, even if you do that, because the game is can be changed quite quickly, is going to more than likely leave you at a disadvantage.
For guidance to the complex college admissions process, contact us at creativemarbles.com.
Copyright Creative Marbles Consultancy, 2012.